Our relationship with stuff may sit squarely at the centre of this book, but I should be clear from the outset that the purpose of it is not to make you obsess over material things. In fact, it's to help you to do the opposite. I want to give you the tools to understand what you need and don't need, and how to make the objects in your life work for you in the long term. The benefits of mindful curation. We only have a limited amount of money, headspace, and time to spend as we frolic on this planet, and we can very easily waste a huge amount of each on meaningless stuff. Mindful curation helps us to free up all three, so we can spend them enjoying the things we find most meaningful. Being more mindful about the things we buy protects us from impulse spending and gives us more resilience to advertising and marketing manipulation, so we find that we start saving money over time. Crucially, though, it doesn't feel as though we're making a sacrifice. Savings come naturally out of a better understanding of what we need and what best serves us, which is usually much less than the average person buys. When we practice mindful curation, we're also releasing ourselves from the trivial, the bland, and the shoddy, and living a life where the objects around us perfectly match our needs, pull their weight, reflect our values, and put a smile on our face. This frees up our time and energy for the things that matter most, like family, friends, pursuing our passions, and finally finding out who wins Game of Thrones. The benefits of longer-lasting products. Not all products are made equal, and I believe we've left longevity out of our decision-making for far too long. The commercial world does everything it can to tempt us away from longevity, but that only serves its ever-hungry self, not us, the people who have to deal with the broken zips, rattling washing machines, and rips in the crotches of our jeans. When I started to buy for the long term, I found myself thinking far more deeply about what I wanted out of my life in the future. This meant that the possessions I curated automatically started to reflect the deeper and more stable elements of my character, values, and personal style. This has brought a lovely natural harmony to my home, creating an atmosphere in which I feel refreshed and calm because it's authentically me. My home had previously been a stressful one. Every time I'd walked through my little kingdom and seen the toaster that wouldn't pop, the wonky flat-pack drawers, dried-up biros and dodgy dishwasher, I'd feel anxiety rise up. Once I started surrounding myself with objects I could trust, my home became a much more relaxing and nurturing place to be. Another delightful side effect of buying fewer things and not replacing your items so regularly is that you can afford to buy higher quality, better crafted products, so your quality of life can actually feel higher. Is it minimalism? Mindful curation definitely has its roots in the minimalist movement. However, while minimalism tends to be quite clear on what we should cut out of our lives, as much as possible, it can leave us hanging when it comes to deciding what to bring into them and how to bypass the pressures to buy more than we need. With mindful curation, we aren't trying to reduce our possessions down to a magic number of objects or compete to see who can live with the least. Instead, we're finding out much more about ourselves and our values, and using that knowledge as a shield against clutter and the tricks and temptations of marketers. So, with mindful curation, we end up owning exactly the right amount for us, no more and no less, and this will be different for everyone.